Hello, this is Annie Killian. I'm a candidate with the Dominican Sisters of Peace, and I'm talking today about my candidacy during coronavirus. Before the stay-at-home order went into place, I had plans for nearly every spring weekend. Congregational gatherings, formation events, a close friend's wedding, graduation at the university where I teach. Then, the shutdown. At first, I panicked about transitioning classes online, but after sorting that out in the first week, I suddenly faced 2 to 3 months, who could say how long, of blank space on the calendar. All the plans I had looked forward to, things to prepare for and work toward, now canceled. During the previous 9 months of my candidacy, I learned about tools for human development. Deepening one's self-knowledge is an essential part of spiritual discernment. I reflected on my penchant to stay busy, my compulsion to keep a full and varied schedule, planning and prepping give me a sense of purpose. The global pandemic, however, has clarified the dangers of this dependence on doing. Without so-called productive things to do, I feel disappointed and unmotivated. The fact that I have the privilege of working remotely and still receiving a paycheck induces guilt. I wish I were coping with greater equanimity. In need of routine, I begin to structure the days as if I am on retreat, spending more time in prayer, journaling, taking long walks, reading, practicing yoga. These meditative activities remind me that religious life, in its deep wisdom, grounds us not in doing, but in being. Being in relationship with God. Being grateful for the beauty of creation. Being mindful of others' needs and gifts. Women religious practice being alive to the present moment, because the future belongs to God, not to us. I can only choose here and now to cultivate peace in my heart and extend it to the world. Some days during this pandemic, I delight in being a woman of peace, or at least trying to become one. Other days, I morph into a grouch. It is unpleasant to be around me, yet the poor sisters with whom I live have no choice. These Lent and Easter seasons have become an intense experience of communal living. Paul's admonition to bear with one another patiently sounds in my ear. I freshly appreciate the way religious life witnesses to this gospel truth. Jesus calls each of us, in our utter uniqueness, to follow him. Like the disciples, we may be a motley crew, but love incarnate draws us together and leads us on. In the crucible of community, sisters share life in a mutual exchange that catalyzes transformation. Community is a container for the creation of something new. Together, we enter into Jesus' new family, made up of sisters and brothers who hear the word of God and do it. Community living during pandemic prompts me to reflect. Do I really trust that God rejoices over me just as I am, mood swings and all? Can I lovingly accept my all too human emotions without passing judgment? Am I open enough to acknowledge my vulnerability, allowing my community to lift me up? I pray for the grace to accept each sister in turn, enjoying the gift that she is and caring tenderly for her needs. Daily, we renew our commitment to contemplative presence, dialogue, and mutuality. It helps to remember what a joy it is in these times of social distancing to gather in the same room, to celebrate our simple Triduum liturgies, to worship and break bread together. What does it mean to hear the word of God and do it in the face of coronavirus? Our community grapples with this question continually, in morning and evening prayer, over meals, and while watching the news. Here is what I have gleaned from the sisters' insight and example. As Dominicans, it is our mission to praise, to bless, and to preach Christ's resurrection. We praise our Creator each day, each new day, for God's steadfast love in the morning and faithfulness in the night. We praise our Redeemer for nourishing our bodies and sustaining our spirits. We praise the Spirit of Life who renews all creation in the blossoming of spring. We bless those who mourn the loss of loved ones, the loss of employment, the loss of cherished dreams. They shall be comforted. We bless the healthcare workers, first responders, public leaders, and ordinary citizens who pour out their lives for others. They shall see God in the people they serve. We bless the essential workers who cannot afford to stay home, those who suffer food insecurity, and those detained in unsafe conditions. Theirs is the kingdom of God. We preach the good news that Jesus lives among us even now, promising fullness of life to all, especially the poor. We preach by sewing masks, delivering meals to the homebound, donating to the local food pantry, writing blogs, and praying for the world. We name the graces we receive: a friendship, healing, connection, wisdom, peace at heart. And we speak prophetically of God's will for all to live in dignity. The pandemic has made visible the glaring racial inequities, wealth disparities, and exploitative labor practices that too many of us choose not to notice. Calling out injustice when we see it, we ask the hard question: can our post-pandemic society embrace God's plan to give all people a future full of hope? Women religious are formed for the task of envisioning and co-creating a more just and equitable world. I move forward in my formation with renewed conviction. The world urgently needs us to speak a word of peace and to bring God's healing touch. As Saint Teresa of Avila reminds us, yours are the eyes with which Christ looks compassion on this world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands with which he blesses all the world.